We're getting close to the end of the alphabet here on Girly So Groovy. Yes, this week we are spending the entire 2 hours going from A through Z. We just did our T, U, and V block. That one proved a little challenging because of letters like U and V, but found some great selections. For V, we had Toronto independent singer, songwriter, musician Valerie Gore. The song is called With the Future. That's from her 2014 album Idols in the Dark Heart. In the middle, it's Los Angeles indie electronic rock duo Her. The song is called Explode. That goes back to their 2004 debut album Common Reaction. Then, of course, for our T spot, we've got Tegan and Sarah with the song 100 Times. That's from their album Love You to Death. Okay, we're rounding in. This next set is going to be a little bit of a challenge if you're playing along. W probably won't be too difficult. X is going to be the one that gives you a little bit of trouble. I've got two that I could fill the spot with. I want you to think about the theme song. Every week we actually kick off Girly So Groovy with an X band. And then, of course, we've got Y as well, so WXY. But for W, did you know that Sarah Harmer, before going into her own solo career, was a member of the band Weeping Tile? That's where we go right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Precious dumb anyway. All alone I know I give in to chances. Oh, doubt yourself, your mental health, your surreal circumstances. I try to keep it separate, a built-in
Come up from below. What big
Okay, so as I've been saying all through the 2 hours, we have been taking the alphabet by Girly So Groovy storm here this week. We went from A through Z, and we just did a block of W, X, and Y. Now, Y is a band that I've been wanting to feature here on Girly So Groovy for a while. I don't think I have ever in the 22 years Girly So Groovy's been on the airwaves actually had a chance to feature the band. And yet they are such a phenomenal, wonderfully weird band going back all the way to 1980. It is Welsh trio Young Marble Giants with their song Colossal Youth. It's the title track to the band's debut album. And one of the reasons, I'm almost embarrassed to even tell you this, but one of the reasons I think I never really paid any attention to Young Marble Giants before, I always just assumed the lead singer was a guy and thinking it would not really fit into the premise of Girly So Groovy. And it wasn't until I was reading an article about bands that Kurt Cobain was influenced by and reading about Young Marble Giants and the lead singer being a woman. And then it all kind of clicked. And I thought I'll do a little bit of research, find some music and what I heard I absolutely loved and thought they need to be the Y in this week's episode and definitely featured in future episodes to come, especially considering it's a band that's over 40 years in the making. Before Y, we had our X. I went with X-Ray Specs, the band that kicks off our theme song week after week. The song we heard from X-Ray Specs is I Can't Do Anything. That is from their debut breakout album, Germ-Free Adolescence. Now, bonus points to you if you came up with another X band. It wasn't until I was listening to X-Ray Specs putting the show together that I realized, oh, duh, there is a band called X, simply X, the Los Angeles punk band X. We could have featured there. And then I also remembered about the XX, the British electronic band, the XX, that could have worked as well. But I thought X-Ray Specs was still absolutely fun to put in there. And then we started the set off with Weeping Tile, like I mentioned, Sarah Harmer, before becoming solo musician. Sarah Harmer was part of an indie rock band known as Weeping Tile. We heard the song Poked. It's the opening song to the 1995 album Cold Snap from Weeping Tile. So we're about to wrap up the program, of course, with our Z or Z selection for our American listeners. But before we do that, you know, I just want to say thanks for tuning in. This has been an absolute fun episode to do. Like I said way at the start of the episode, I've been off the last couple weeks for summer vacation and thought about a fun approach to doing the show, something that felt kind of summery and fun. I'm always looking for new ways to piece our set list together or bring in voices that just have not been heard for a while here on Girly So Groovy. And going through the alphabet, I thought would be a fun game to play with you. And hopefully you had fun playing along as well. Definitely, when I look back at the list of artists we had, voices that some that have not even been featured on the show before, or it's been quite a while while since we have featured them. And then, of course, voices like Sinead O'Connor, a voice that I kind of wish I could just play every week for the rest of the year here on Girly So Groovy. But just a reminder, next week we will be doing our monthly series where we select one pioneering, trailblazing, groundbreaking musician and celebrate that artist, as well as the musicians or bands who owe their careers to said artists. So next week it will be Sinead O'Connor, in light of the just sad passing of such an incredible spirit. And we'll definitely talk so much more about that incredible spirit next week. Remember, with that monthly series, it's the second hour of the episode, and we feature four songs that kind of act as cornerstones to the musician's career, while also bringing in other musicians and bands who owe their careers to that person. And we will do that with Sinead O'Connor next week. What else do I want to remind you about? Yes, you know this already, but I will say it again. I say it every week to you, that if you ever miss an episode of Girly So Groovy, or if you find that it's tough to be by a radio for the full 2 hours, know that Girly So Groovy is online. You can find us on the free listening website, Mixcloud. Simply go to the website, mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. When you're there, you will find over 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy just simply waiting for you to press play and pause, come and go at your leisure. It is a great way to get caught up. Or with summertime, if you're going on any kind of road trips, Girly So Groovy is very portable for that as well. Also, too, don't forget you can stay in touch with the show all week long through our social media websites. Find us on Instagram at GSG Radio, or we're also on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/girlysogroovy, again, girly and groovy with an IE. Every week I'm posting the playlists and providing links to the bands and musicians featured, providing links to the community and campus radio stations that air Girly So Groovy, and above all else, it's a fabulous way for you to message me any requests you have for any musicians or bands that you want to hear on the program. Whether you tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the full 22 years of Girly So Groovy, I cannot say thank you enough. For 22 years now, Girly So Groovy has been broadcasting in the Windsor, Detroit listening area at the University of Windsor on CJAM 99.1 FM. And since then, I am proud as punch to say we are syndicated across Canada and into the United States. You can find us in the Chicago listening area in LaGrange, Illinois. We are in British Columbia in Kamloops, Shuswap, Nanaimo, and Burnaby, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Lethbridge, Alberta. We're in Ontario. Other than Windsor, you can find us in Kingston, Thunder Bay, and Sudbury. We are in Nova Scotia. You can find us in Halifax and now brand new Sydney, Nova Scotia as well. Hi there. Welcome to Girly So Groovy. We are in New Brunswick. We love New Brunswick. New Brunswick loves us. You can find us in St. John, Fredericton, and Sackville. And then, of course, Bombay, Newfoundland, completing us coast to coast. And I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you to our stations who are always willing to find time in their busy schedules to include Girly So Groovy. Let's wrap up this full 2 hour alphabet game with the letter Z. How could we not feature dark dance diva Zola Jesus here on the program? Right now, from her album Conatus, here is Zola Jesus wrapping up the full 2 hour alphabet with her song Lick the Palm of the Burning Handshake. It's Zola Jesus here on Girly So Groovy. Thanks for tuning in.
you fancy yourself a man of certain values, but you just act selfish on the surface. Call it honest, but it's toxic. And I know I've changed, but there was a time she snuck out the back door. We sat on my front porch. It's not what I think. Her boyfriend lives out of state, she said.
Is Bird Note. Today's the birthday of renowned French composer Claude Debussy. Born in 1862, Debussy is known for his impressionistic sonic portraits, like La Mer about the sea. But one of his best-known works is an earlier piano piece, Clair de Lune. The song is quiet and haunting, which got us at Bird Note to thinking, what if we paired it with the most haunting bird song? The Song of Loons. Enjoy Clair de Lune.
Thank you.
de Lune was made for Bird Note by friend of the birds, Breakmaster Cylinder. You can download a copy at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein.